www.talkradiousa.org.
Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in. Hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
On a more serious note, we're now joined by actor and activist Janine Garofalo. Good to see you.
Thank you. You know, there is nothing more interesting than seeing a bunch of racists become confused and angry at a speech they're not quite certain what he's saying. It sounds right to them, and then it doesn't make sense, which... Let's be very honest about what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about bashing Democrats. It's not about taxes. They have no idea what the Boston Tea Party was about.
That's right.
They don't know their history at all. This is about hating a black man in the White House. This is racism straight up. That is nothing but a bunch of tea-banging rednecks. And there is no way around that. And,
all right,
you
that's
can
enough.
Tell.
And by the way, Oberman, I've lost any respect I had for him. He sat there and made oral sex jokes for about 2 minutes before she came on. I mean, I wasn't going to play it on radio. It's so graphic. And we've got the heir to the Astor fortune, just tens of billions in tax-free foundations, admitted CIA operative, Anderson Cooper running around making weird sexual jokes, saying that the... Well, I'm not even going to say it. You know what? It's amazing. I mean, 98% of us... In all these polls, some are even more. Again, Congress admitted 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker bailout takeover. You go out and you protest it, going, my goodness, you've spent the GDP in 6 months, bipartisan, quit it, stop it. And they say, you guys are meeting up at tea parties to have sex with each other, and you hate black people, period. Injecting race. They want to divide us, divide the American people. I mean, what can they do? You got 98% of people against something, and the government and both parties are going to continue on forever, spending and bankrupting everything, stealing all the money for themselves. And so all they can do is just say, different races, different parties, you just fight with each other. So don't buy into it, ladies and gentlemen. They've got handlers on the right and handlers on the left that are all there to make you just fight with each other. Coming up at the end of the show, I'm going to play a clip from 1974 with an individual predicting everything that's now happened. And he wrote what he was giving a speech on back in the 50s. But in his speech in the 74, he was breaking down what he had predicted back in the 1950s. And it's now all been declassified. It is public. It is available knowledge. And we know that we are inside a world government with a global group of private banks, a corporate takeover of every free nation on earth. And they play the inhabitants of the nations off against each other. And that's all that's happening here. And that's what these people's jobs, like Garofalo and Glenn Beck and others' jobs are. They are to get us fighting in a left-right paradigm with each other. Don't be suckers. Okay, let's go to the calls here. George, I can't see on my call. It says West something. Where are you calling from, George?
West Columbia, Texas. First okay. Capital of Texas.
Welcome.
Yes. You know, the thing is about Rick Perry all of a sudden coming out for sovereignty and against oppression. I don't really, you know, the feedback I'm getting from people here is, like, they don't really believe what he's saying, but they say he's got perfect hair.
Absolutely. And, look, Rick Perry barely could win a three-way race for governor. He got 39% of the vote. He is a political dead duck. But he was summoned to the Bilderberg Group in 2007 illegally. It's in my film Endgame. That's illegal. You're not allowed to go to these. It's a violation of the Logan Act to go set policy overseas with private groups. He, again, when the whole legislature said no to handing our roads over to foreign private interest, hijacking it, when people said no to the HPV shots, all of it, he lost all credibility. So he's trying to hijack the tea parties and make it a right-wing issue. And the left wants that to happen, too, so they can divide the American people instead of having a populist movement against the globalists. This is divide and conquer. Let's go ahead and talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Thanks for calling.
I just wanted to first of all say thank you for all the hard work and research that you do. You're a great American. and also for the Obama deception. It's really woken up quite a lot of people out here in California. And what I kind of wanted you to comment on.
Let me just say, it is the number one film on the web. Now, I haven't counted it up in the last week and a half, but it was 15 million views in 3 weeks, free, just on the internet sites I checked. And it's just absolutely amazing. This film is sending shockwaves across the nation. Go ahead.
Absolutely. What I kind of wanted you to comment on was the global currency. What kind of a timeline do you think we're looking at for that?
I already have it.
Right. And B, what I was kind of wondering is, at what point do you think that they're going to ditch the U.S. dollar and go ahead and openly announce that we have to switch to this new currency?
Okay, let me break down what's happening. Remember, 99% on average per country, some countries have as high as 3% reserves. Some countries have, like Zimbabwe or something, you know, they might have 20%. Of it in actual paper money, but most nations it's less than 1%. But Zimbabwe is so hyperinflated. So in the United States, 99%+ of the money is digital. And they're called SDRs. And we got a bunch of mainstream articles linked up on Infowars.com and PrismaPlanet.com today about it if you like. But just Google SDRs or global currency and click news, and you can read them explaining it. But saying, you know, it's the answer to the crisis they created. And so you have the IMF, the World Bank, that are kind of the fronts for the International Bank of Settlements, this private consortium of privately owned banks. They issue to the governments these SDRs. And the governments then claim they can print and issue more currency and credit and liquidity because the private bankers have issued SDRs. So it's like a new form of bond or issuance. It's complex, but it's also simple. And we cover it in the Obama deception, but they are now. In fact, I have an article on it right here, actually in my stack. But if I go to it, I won't have time to take all your calls. But the second part of your question is, when will they kill the dollar? And the answer is not for decades. And my stupid parallel or analogy or metaphor, I guess, would be, what are there, 10, 15, 20 different versions of Sports Illustrated every month? I don't know. They've got different college ones and different sports ones and different region ones. But it's all issued by Sports Illustrated. Here's another analogy. The National ID card. I read the executive order in 2000 and I keep getting the years wrong. In 1997 by Bill Clinton. He signed it in 1993. But I found out about it in 2007. It's in my first film, America Destroyed by Design. And it says in there, we now have a national ID card, globally standardized. And then in 2000, they officially standardized it in a UN treaty that the majority of world nations in the world signed on to. And so by 2000, we had a world ID card. It's just, it says United States ID. And it even has a state issue. You know, the states are federalized, but they issue one. It's like a grocery store, you know, says HEB number 50 or whatever, but it's still owned by the same company. So just like we have a world ID card, but it's standardized down to the Texas driver's license. It has that sub-designation, kind of like your zip code is a federal number, but you have 7 at the beginning of Texas. You understand? And it's set up under that system. That's what GPS is globally. I mean, all this is global, folks. They can shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. I mean, that's how plotted out. The zip code is actually a missile targeting grid. See, it's all Pentagon design. The face scanning cameras, the national ID cards, the body scanners at the airports, put you in a biometric database, taking your blood at birth, taking your blood now or your tissue swab out of your cheek at checkpoints, they're announcing. It's all Pentagon design. It runs everything. DARPA runs everything. They created the internet. They created the global standards. They run it all. They dole out the advanced technologies. They're 30 years ahead of what they're showing you at least. God knows what they've already got off planet. And I've got that from high-level NASA engineers that are retired who literally start shaking when they tell me about it. But I don't get into all the stuff you can't handle that you're not ready to hear. Okay? I'm getting close, though. Yes, folks, we are in a frozen technological level arguing about Republicans and Democrats, which is a false mental projection. It's a total fraud. They're already off-world big time. They're space planes, space stations, everything. We'll be right back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Go. Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You are a rebel. Admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is that Garofalo song. What a witch. But see, she wants us to hate her. Millions of people out protesting. Overman lies and says they only had 10,000 people nationwide. Folks, they had like 7,000 in San Antonio. That's what the local news said. It was millions nationwide. Even small towns had tea parties. But the news has to make it a left-wing, right-wing thing. And then everywhere say it's because they hate black people. Amazing. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Matthew in Montana. Matthew, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. We appreciate you coming in Sunday, and we appreciate all you're doing.
Hey, sir, this is make it or break it. I mean, I believe the stuff I talk about here. I want folks to know that. This is real. We really do have a criminal eugenics elite in control, and it's such a joke that the public can't get past the distractions of Republican versus Democrat. It's total theater while they're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and taking all the baby's blood at birth for 36 years for eugenics databases. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to bring up April 19th is a much more famous day going back further in history.
Yeah, I have a film crew on Lexington Green right now in Massachusetts for our new film with thousands of police and military retaking their oaths to protect and defend the Constitution and not carry out the New World Order. How exciting is that?
Right on, right on. Well, you're on top of it.
Well, tell folks what the date is for those that don't know.
April 19th is the day that General Thomas Gage sent regular troops to Concord from Boston to confiscate the arms and ammunition stored in Concord, and they suffered a major defeat and sent them running. That was the day the shot heard round the world took place, and the colonists went after them.
And the globalists are setting it up now, teaching the military and the police to attack the American people. I've been to scores of drills. I've shot video. It's all free on the Internet. It's in my Police State series with the Army and the Marines training to take our guns. And now all over the country, remember, a week and a half ago in Tennessee, was in major newspapers, the Army announces they're going to run checkpoints on highways with Homeland Security for everyone's safety with the local police. Then we talk about it on air. I was out of town that Friday. Burmese did. It gets canceled. The governor says, no, you can't do it. And then it was in the news. The Army went ahead and did it and shut down the highways. I mean, folks, they're getting ready to take over the United States. And they know a lot of the military aren't going to follow the orders. And so that's why they're saying they're the number one terror threat. See, overnight, it's not Al-Qaeda anymore. It's Pat Tillman. When Pat Tillman saw him growing those poppies and shipping it into the U.S., he wrote letters back. I've talked to his family. He was going to come back and expose the drug dealing, and they killed him deader than a hammer. And it's going to be the same for all you police and military. You know, these documents also, I've got documents where they're worried about police joining us. You see, they know because it's time to make a decision. Are you on the American people's side with 98% of us against the banker takeover and 91% of us against the open borders in Gallup polls? Or are you with the offshore criminal Madoff bankers? Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I also wanted to read a quote from Patrick Henry. It was March 23rd, 1775.
Why stand we here idle? Go ahead.
Yep, you got it. And I wanted to read what he had to say about firearms, if I may. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able may have a gun. Patrick Henry.
And the jewel is liberty. It's the engine of milk and honey and technological development and ingenuity and freedom and dynamic human spirit. There are hundreds of other nations that have more resources than the U.S., literally just scores and scores, Mexico, Canada, but they don't have it because they don't have the same level of tyranny when you talk about places like Mexico. And the elites are openly announcing their carbon taxes to literally destroy, and they brag. The bankers want to destroy the economy. They've cut off the liquidity. They're restricting the money supply while hoarding it for themselves. They're keeping all the bailout money. Can you believe that we give them the bailout money and then we got to pay them interest on money we give the bankers?
Well, that's the tyranny that has been taking place for a long time. But thank God we know we're on the right side, and we know we're going to win. And, I know I speak for a lot of people. I appreciate all the time and energy you're putting into this, Alex.
Are you kidding, sir? God bless you, and I appreciate you. Are you kidding? I couldn't go to sleep last night. I just sit there reading documents, studying globalist documents. I got stacks of them here where they're talking about how we're slaves and all this stuff they're going to do to us. And then I just look at the public who are invested in the right-wing ideology or invested in the left-wing ideology. I know people who liked me when I was bashing Bush, but I kept explaining, no, I'm not a liberal. I'm not a liberal or conservative. I'm a freedom lover. They're all bought and paid for. They're like, yeah, I really like you. Bush is bad. Now they won't talk to me because I'm bashing Obama because he's bought and paid for by the same people. Can't you folks get it? It's like a Don King boxing match. It isn't real. He owns both the fighters. You're like, gee, Alex, when you like George Foreman, I liked you, but, you know, but now you, or it's like Bush is George Foreman and they like Muhammad Ali. And then now Muhammad Ali's the champ and I'm telling him it's fake with Don King. Oh, it doesn't matter. You can't explain it to these people. That's why you're suckers. It's why your standard of living's going down. Because you won't admit you're a slave. You won't admit how serious things are. I want to tell all the special forces and black ops people and mafia people that work for the New World Order. You're totally expendable. They put sodium fluoride in your water, too. They're spraying your skies, too, folks. We got to stand together against this. Come on. We're smarter than this. Tom in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Alex, are you there?
I sure am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Hey, I had a comment. This weekend, I went to the Coachella Festival, and I saw Sir Paul McCartney. And kind of going in with this, I listened to your Friday show about the baptism of evil and the limousine liberals that you're talking about. And before Paul McCartney went on, he had this, there were two big screens of the pyramids, the dollar bill, and it said, you know, it had New World, Novus Ordo Seclorum beneath the pyramid. And above that, it said Ishtar's Way, or Ishtar's Course. And there was this DJ, like, spinning all these, like, Beatle remixes and
stuff. This is their religion. You'll find at the highest level, the atheists really aren't atheists at the higher levels. They write books. These people worship Lucifer and Ishtar, and they've taken over all the Christian holidays. Easter is Ishtar. That isn't even when Christ was resurrected, if you believe that. And the Christians don't care. These churches are all Ishtar things with the phallus and all of it.
It was amazing. And also, like, halfway through the concert, like, he had this song, I think it's an older song, but it's called Sing the Changes. And it had, like, these pictures of Obama coming out, you know, of the projected screen.
Everything is brainwashing.
You know, everybody was just standing there for, like, you know, just crying. And you're still bigger than Jesus. And, like, you know, just it was incredible. It was incredible.
Well, they look, the yuppies are the most brainwashed people out there. They love their enslavement. They love being conned. They really believe all the hype that everything's lovey-dovey. They have no idea what they're facing. Good to hear from you. All right, when we come back, I'm going to blitz with Rick, Mike, Joe, Mark, Matt, Rodney, Keebler, and many, many others, ladies and gentlemen. But that'll be it for calls, those callers there. They got a little surprise coming up. Listen, I've done my research. What I'm telling you is the absolute truth. I know what I'm talking about. How much have I predicted that's come true? This planet is in the hands of evil.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. tobenatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Worried about the side effects from prescription drugs? Tired of searching for an effective, safe, natural alternative you can trust? Join more than 300,000 people worldwide who trust in Native Remedies. Our market-leading natural remedies are manufactured using the highest quality ingredients in FDA-registered facilities. We only use whole herbs and never use chemicals, giving you superior effectiveness and safety without side effects. With over 250 herbal and homeopathic remedies, you'll find products for your entire family, even your pets. Address issues like concentration, stress, mood, sleep, pregnancy, memory, joint support, digestion, cold and flu, sexual performance, and much more. And all Native Remedies products come with a one-year unconditional money-back guarantee. For a limited time, visit NoDrugsPlease.com, enter coupon code RADIO, and receive $5 off your order. Purchase two items and receive a third absolutely free. Visit NoDrugsPlease.com or call 1-877-289-1235. 1-877-289-1235 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I'm sure a lot of you have been noticing CIA ads on TV, radio, print. It's classified, but the budget shows, and I've seen some congressional testimony, they're going to increase their amount of HUMET by about four times, and their basic bureaucrats many more times. And they're breaking the law. They're in local police departments. They're putting regular army in local police departments. They've got dossiers on citizens. They're expanding domestic death squads. And, yeah, our country's falling. Private banks have come in, seized the nation. They have unlimited capital. They make out of fiat. And they've just got to make sure that they've got secret police and thugs everywhere, so when they bankrupt everything and take all your pension funds and draft your sons and daughters to carry out their wars overseas, that you can't resist them. And they find lots of weak-minded, control-freak, little petty ideologues to join them and be part of it. They're hiring illegal aliens, felons, you name it, to join the military and police. Oh, you didn't know that. Pure criminals have taken control of the government. And I don't mean Barack Obama. That guy's a complete Madison Avenue puppet. He doesn't run jack squat. You notice they've announced unlimited spying on the American people. It all continues under Obama. You notice they're just announcing they're going to pull you over without a warrant, without even arresting you, and take your DNA. If you read this carefully, it says those detained, those pulled over. This is enslavement. This is bondage. Look, the government knows 98% of you don't want the bailouts and don't want open borders and don't want police state. That's why they're gearing it up. They're criminal. They're illegitimate. They've taken over the country. They think it's theirs. And look, you can laugh all you want. They're going to take everything you got. And they're going to stage riots and the breakdown of society this year, next year, maybe 5 years from now when they think they're ready. That's why we got to expose these terrorists now and expose what they're doing, and we can save this nation. There's a lot of control freaks out there who don't care. They just want to be on the winning team gutting this country. You're expendable too. Remember that. You're gutting your own future. It's time for you to have a serious gut check and look at whose side you're on and stop rationalizing what you're involved in. Let's go to the phone calls. Rick in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Hi there, Mr. Jones. Great to finally speak to you.
Good to talk to you, Bubba.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear.
Okay, hey, just wanted to share a little story with you about chemtrails. I'm a history major here at Indiana University of Pennsylvania out in western PA. And for my sociology class, it required us to bring in an environmental article. So I brought in an article about chemtrails, and I had asked the class if anybody had heard of them. Of course, no one heard of them. And so I went on for about a five-minute rant talking about the barium and the aluminum that they're releasing into the stratosphere, et cetera. And basically I was confronted with a classroom full of laughter after, you know, the teacher sort of made a few jokes about it, trying to really destroy my argument.
Yeah, they're taught they're winners because they're dumb. They're taught they're winners because they know nothing but Britney Spears and American Idol. Meanwhile, it's all over the news. They're terraforming and mixing it with jet fuel and spraying us. Go ahead.
Right, and I just went on. I brought in an article, and something happened with my printer. I couldn't print off the second page. And at the end of the class, I went up to her and said, you know, I'll bring in the rest of that article for you to read because, you know, it's very important, this information. And she goes, you know, laughing to herself, she goes, oh, well, I'm not going to read that. I said, excuse me? She said, oh, I'm not going to read that. Like, what do you mean? This is you know, information you had no idea about. Obviously, you know, people in the class are, you know, they were laughing. But
let me stop you. Because it's about,
saying, you know,
listen, stop. This is the mental illness. This is what slaves are like. Slaves, after they've been slaves a while, generationally like to be slaves. She doesn't care. He doesn't care. Is it a he or she? Is it a he or she, sir?
What's that? The teacher's a she.
Okay, listen, can you hear me? Because the callers keep saying they can't hear me.
Nah, it's sort of cutting out.
Okay, well, that's bizarre. Okay, so it's a she. They don't want to be enlightened. They don't want to be free. It's delusional. For them, perception's reality. So she doesn't care if you bring in, what, the AP article with Obama's science advisor saying spray the atmosphere? Was that the article?
Yeah, it was from
okay.
WhiteWatch.com. I also brought in the one from...
okay, so you brought out from WhiteHouse.gov their announcement about terraforming the planet to stop global warming, total bull, when the scientists admit it's actually to heat the planet. God knows why they're doing it. It's classified. But the point is that she said, I don't care. I don't want to see it. I want to feel like I'm right. See, that's buying into the delusion. Go ahead.
Right. And, you know, it was just to me, I was really blown away. You know, I know people think that it's conspiracy theory and, you know, all this other stuff, but it was just really...
Sir, I get emails where people don't believe the European Union exists. That's how dumbed down Americans are.
Right. And then the fact that she didn't even want to read it, didn't even want to devote a second of her time...
That's why I quit college with straight A's. It was delusional. I mean, I would write papers against the anti-American, anti-freedom stuff, and they'd give me C-minuses. So I cynically, one semester, just totally wrote whatever they wanted, how families were bad, how world government was good, A-pluses. They're whores. They're intellectual
right.
Prostitutes. It's a fraud. It's a cult of scum and weaklings. Look, that's what the New World Order is. It's a bunch of parasite weaklings working for the elites that want to feed on those of us that are productive. But they don't know the elites plan to get rid of them as soon as they've used the parasites to bring down those of us that are strong. The elites
right.
openly say this.
And you have this fake global warming science going on. And, you know,
it's admittedly fake. The sun's what drives it. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of the ignorance. They get all these idiots to buy into something, and they won't admit they're wrong. Ah! Mike in San Diego. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
Hey, I'm liking the energy today, man. It's good. I like it.
Go ahead.
All right. I just want to talk about the kind of what the elite believe in. It's as far as how they want to let you know before they do something. Like,
they openly have written thousands of white papers how they're going to kill every last one of us.
Yes, yes. And I just want to say, do you think in their own sick and twisted way, they actually enjoy you, Alex Jones, exposing them?
Oh, I've had them tell me that, yeah.
Okay, all right.
They enjoy it.
That.
They go, listen, the slaves don't care. They want to be slaves.
Yeah.
And you ought to join us. I mean, that's the attitude.
Exactly. And people need to start listening.
And the slaves want to be slaves. They want to give their kids shots full of mercury. They want to drink sodium fluoride and say it's not bad for them. They want to have foreign banks bankrupt them. They want to smile and feel good and think a carbon tax is about the environment to foreign banks. They love being scammed. They love being conned. They love it. They love it. They love it. Go ahead.
All right, and one more thing. After the whole Baxter incident and the bird flu virus...
They love how the government's injecting people in Europe dying of massive live bird flu. They love it being in AP and Reuters. They love taking their girls in to have HPV shot when the governor says it's mandatory when it isn't, and then the girls die, and then they say, that's good. I mean, it's just sickening filth. You're scum slaves who enjoy being conned. What is wrong with you people? Go ahead.
Well, get this. Jim Cramer on CNBC the next day, March 6, 2009, recommended Baxter International stock. And he didn't make any mention about the bird flu virus mishap. He said their stock's going to go up under the Obama administration.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Mixing live bird flu with a regular vaccine. AP Reuters.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they give it to people and they die dead in a hammer from some other company over there. And you talk about it and the public giggles and snickers and because they're idiots. I hate to get mad, folks, but, I mean, it's like watching somebody rob my neighbor's house 20 times. And I go tell my neighbor, you know, the guy's stealing your car again. He's out there hot-wiring it. Go stop him. And he goes, there's no such thing as thieves. I'm like, see him out there in the black mask? And the neighbor just sticks both his fingers in his nose and goes, no. And you're like, come on, man. Let's get together and beat these people. I got to wake you up to defend my family. I need you people to beat these people. None of us have any future if you don't grow up and realize what's happening. I mean everything I say. This stuff's real. You understand how much danger I'm in? How many hit pieces are being written against me? How I get followed around? The death threats I'm getting, you cowards? You need to stand up or you have no future. I'm not putting up with this anymore. They put out government documents, as I told you, saying the veterans are the number one threat to the government, that gun owners are terrorists, that those buying ammo are terrorists. And the articles Kurt Nemo wrote about this that we broke, I didn't even point out. Google this right now. I'm going to pull up the newscast right now. Google, man who bought ammo visited by Homeland Security. You'll get a whole bunch of stuff all over the country. You buy like 1,000 rounds of ammo. Homeland Security, secret commissar, thug police, the ones you're getting hired to all these CIA ads here, show up at your house and want to ask you if you're a terrorist for buying ammunition. The government's criminal. Don't you people get it? They're going to take everything we've got if you keep sucking your thumbs. This isn't a joke. And the Republicans aren't going to save you. They're there posing like they're patriots, now saying they're anti-New World Order because they're playing the part of the opposition right now to soak up all the resistance. And don't you tell me something's wrong with me. You get excited about sports. I get excited about stuff that matters. It's April 19th. Remember who your forebears are. Resist the tyranny.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. FitLeg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Peter Kronstrom with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Folks, I just Googled during the break, Homeland Security visits man for buying ammo. Thousands of articles came up with them SWAT teaming people that own more than five guns, man held accused of stockpiling ammo, which is totally legal. That's the thing. This is in Kentucky, this article I'm on right here. They still just arrest you. Then this government is just totally crooked. And then you can find the articles where you bought 1,000 rounds of ammo. Big deal. See, this government is criminal. They know. They're the revolutionaries. They've hijacked the nation. Now listen, I'm not a John Birch Society member, and I'd woken up to the New World Order even before I saw their material. But I tell you, they've done more work early on than anybody else out there on the New World Order. And it's very well researched and very well documented, and it's because they were effective that they were demonized. They were real conservatives against phony wars, against the police state. They figured out with government documents, even before it was declassified, it's now been declassified, that big international banks were financing communism and socialism to consolidate the wealth under their control. Now, Mr. Welch in the 50s gave this speech you're about to hear, but then in 1974 he gave it again. It's up on Infowars.com. And listen to how he breaks down how the elites operate, how they work. Listen carefully. This is 1974, the year I was born. And he said it 20 years before this in a book. And then here he is laying out how the globalists operate. Listen carefully and ask yourselves, is this what's happening right now? Do you want to be slaves? Do you love your children, folks? Wake up. At least investigate. Here it is.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget, despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. 7. Far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical elimination of our state lines. There is a many-faceted drive at work to have our state lines eventually mean no more within the nation than our county lines do now within the states. 8. The steady advance of federal aid to and control over our educational system, leading to complete federalization of our public education. 9. A constant hammering into the American consciousness of the horror of modern warfare, the beauties and the absolute necessity of peace. Peace always on communist terms, of course. And 10, the consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself. So brush the insider's dust out of your eyes, my friends, and the communist soap suds out of your brain, and ask yourselves in all honesty, what on earth is wrong with the United States simply minding its own business? With having its foreign policy function primarily for the safety and benefit of the American people. Which is exactly what we had done for the first 140 years of our existence as a nation, to the incredible advantage of ourselves and everybody else. Everybody, that is, except a numerically small clique of power-lusting conspirators who had somehow inflicted themselves on a gullible world. While we turn to a very brief summarization of what we hope the John Birch Society will help and even sometimes lead the American people to accomplish during the next 15 years. 1. Our first and most important specific undertaking should be to restore the complete independence of the United States. This includes our resolution to get us out of the United Nations and get the United Nations out of the United States. Two, we must once again make our money freely redeemable in gold at some realistic price. And we must take all practicable legislative steps to prevent a recurrence of the enormous thievery and other subversive crimes that have been perpetrated on the American people through a contrived inflation by every president from Franklin Roosevelt through Richard Nixon. 3. We should reduce the number of government bureaus, of government civilian employees, and the whole quantity of government by at least 50%. And we should achieve at least this much reduction in proper fashion through gradually convincing a majority of the American people of the wisdom of such a course. 4. We should withdraw all American troops from every spot on earth that is not American soil, except when and where such troops may be required, as decided by Congress, to protect American lives and property from criminal vandalism. 5. We should get government out of the areas and functions and activities where government does not belong. Again, all steps to this end should be taken gradually, but nevertheless just as rapidly as enough of the American people than be persuaded to support such progress. Any such achievement will require a truly massive educational force, but that's exactly what we hope to build during the next 15 years. We could go ahead for at least 100 numbered items, but the John Birch Society will undoubtedly be working on more than that many specific projects, which will be laid out in its bulletins before another 180 months will have rolled around. And all of them will fit into, all of these projects will fit into the general pattern indicated by the...
All right, folks, that's enough of it. The rest of it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. You know, my whole point here is that there have been a lot of groups and people fighting this for a long time. And now they're openly announcing a global bank of the world by the very bankers that engineered the crisis that you'll pay your carbon taxes to. They're announcing taxes on all your cars, your factories, your businesses, your houses, home inspections. This is the announcement listing carbon dioxide and four other gases as toxic waste. Carbon dioxide, sunlight, water, and oxygen are the four components of life in the carbon cycle. Google the carbon cycle. They are literally, well, the New York Times called it a tax on breathing, but said it was a good idea. So this is a tax on breathing. Meanwhile, they're engaging in all sorts of bizarre atmospheric weather modifications, admittedly on a giant scale, but they say it's classified what they're doing. You tell the public about it and go, look, here's Reuters and AP. They're doing all this, and they just go, huh? Just like that earlier guy tried to show his professor, and they just said, I'm not going to read that. Whitehouse.gov, I'm not going to read that. They're not messing with the atmosphere. That doesn't exist. I mean, I think if they told these folks computers didn't exist, they'd believe it. Or if they told them water didn't exist. I don't understand how they get people to love being ignorant, love being conned, love being idiots, love being fooled. 8 years of Bush, I'd try to wake conservatives up, but he wasn't a conservative. He tripled the size of government in 8 years. And you can Google this. The mainstream media reports it like it's a good thing. Obama has spent and committed to spend more than all presidents back to George Washington combined. All presidents combined. Do you know what this means? And it's all owed to a bunch of private bankers that made it out of nothing. It's a parlor trick, a Ponzi scheme. These, you know, Madoff has nothing on these people. He's just one of their minions. He was the founder of the NASDAQ. They're a bunch of crooks. They got the army and the police training to take your guns. They're expanding the CIA domestically and the FBI and building FEMA camps openly. We're out of time. Sorry to all the callers we didn't get to. I'll get to you during the weekday show and back. Next week, live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Infowars.com. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNLive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.